This episode of Enterprise Radio is brought to you by DesignCrowd.com. DesignCrowd is a website that helps entrepreneurs and small businesses outsource or crowdsource custom graphic, logo, and web designs from designers around the world. DesignCrowd has more than 500,000 designers from Sydney to San Francisco ready to help you with awesome creative ideas. So get the perfect custom design every time. Check out designcrowd.com to learn more and receive your Enterprise Radio $100 VIP offer when you start your next project.
You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN. In the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today we are visiting with Guru Prasad Singh Sheffries, the clinical director of Aspire Addiction Recovery Center, a residential treatment center for individuals struggling with addiction. Guru Prasad Singh, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And you're more than welcome, and certainly appreciate your taking out a moment to be with us. So for starters, tell us, what is Aspire Rehab Centers?
So we are a 28-day residential rehab treatment program for drug and alcohol addiction, and we work with people who are addicted to all kinds of drugs and or alcohol, and the idea is to get them through a 28-day experience to get them healthy physically and psychologically so that they can go back into their lives. And we also have an aftercare program where we follow them for 4 months to a couple of years even after they graduate from our program to make sure that they've integrated well into their lives.
And Mr. Sheffries, tell us, what sets your program apart from all the rest?
So we are a program, we're a non-12-step program, so we offer an alternative to 12-step. I would say that our philosophy is following one of the newer trends in the industry, which is moving towards mindfulness and body-centered approaches to healing from addiction, but also from trauma and mental illness.
If you would, tell us, what was behind the creation or the inspiration for starting Aspire Rehab Centers?
Well, we did want to offer an alternative. There are a lot of people now who are looking for treatment who don't necessarily resonate with the 12-step philosophy. In my personal practice and as a professional for many years, I've focused with people on the relationship that they have with their own mind and with the deepest parts of themselves. And what I've found in my practice and in my training is that people respond very well to approaches that are not sort of programmatic, dogmatic approaches to treatment. These are approaches that help them get in touch with their experiences in the moment and help them to understand themselves in a larger context, beyond all the labels and that sense of brokenness and despair that they come to us with. So that they can really experience themselves as capable again, and creative and intelligent and wise. And we believe that there is an inherent wisdom to each person, and that there's a creative impulse towards growth and excellence in each person. And we want to help them to rediscover that, or maybe discover it for the first time in their lives. The reason that we are interested in using what I call body-centered approaches is because when you help a person have an experience physically in their body, it accesses a part of the brain that is the most affected by their addiction. So when a person becomes addicted, the parts of the brain that are involved in the addiction are not necessarily accessible to language and reason. Everybody knows that they shouldn't drink themselves into a stupor. Everybody knows that they shouldn't put a needle in their vein and inject a drug that possibly could kill them. They know that intellectually, but there's a part of their brain that has identified that drug as being a source of pleasure and satisfaction. And you can't talk that part of the brain out of its desire to keep going to that drug for pleasure and satisfaction. You actually have to give that person's brain an alternative experience so that they begin to connect pleasure to other kinds of experiences and activities. So in our program, we work a lot with their physical experience in the moment. We connect them more deeply to nature. We take them out in nature a lot. We use yoga and meditation. We use physical exercise and physical fitness. We work with them on their diet, on the way they relate to their bodies in general. And we also use talk therapy. But what I found is that talk therapy by itself is often not effective unless you involve the body and these other parts of the brain that are older and more connected to a person's pleasure system. So that's why we do what we do in this program. We've had some really amazing results so far.
Today we are joined by Guru Prasad Singh, Sheffrey's Clinical Director of Aspire Addiction Recovery Center, a residential treatment center for individuals struggling with addiction, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Have you ever considered starting your own business? If the answer is yes, then you're going to need a killer logo, business card, and web design. This is where designcrowd.com can help. Here's how it works. Visit designcrowd.com and post a request describing the design you need. For example, a logo design. Design Crowd will then invite its 500,000 designers to respond. Within hours, you'll receive your first design, and over the course of 3 to 10 days, a typical project will receive 60 to 100 plus different designs from designers around the world. You then get to pick the best design and approve payment to the designer. If you do post a project but don't find a design that you like, no worries. Design Crowd has a money back guarantee. In summary, crowdsourcing design on Design Crowd will save you money, time, and help you find the best design possible for your budget. Check out designcrowd.com/epodcast for a special VIP offer for Enterprise Radio listeners, or simply enter the discount code EPN when you're posting a project on Design Crowd. Now, Mr. Sheffries, you have witnessed a lot of individuals go through this. Why did you sign on with Aspire?
Well, you know, I just met the owners of Aspire about a year ago when they were working on their philosophy and their programming. And I just had kind of an instant affinity with the three owners, because we were all sort of struggling with the same problem, which is how to help people really break free of the cycle of addiction permanently for the rest of their lives, and wanting people not to see them, not to identify themselves as addicts for the rest of their lives, and not to feel like they had to struggle and fight against addiction for the rest of their lives. And that was really kind of the thing that brought us together and that bonded us, was this idea that people are much bigger than their addiction, and that we all have the seeds of growth and excellence inside of us. And how do you get to that? How do you help people get to that inner core? And so we just started having lots of conversations over many months until we finally got to the point where we were ready to put together the programming and to find a facility and create the environment and the atmosphere that we most wanted for our clients.
At this time, share details about your follow-up program that you have in place.
Yeah, I'm glad you asked about that. So, you know, the truth is that aftercare is really the crucial thing when you're working with people in rehab. You can usually get them clean in 28 days and feeling much better than when they walk through your doors at the beginning. But if you don't have a structure and a support network for them, a reliable structure and support network that they can connect with immediately when they leave your facility, the chances of them going back to their drug are much, much higher. And there really is an abysmal recidivism rate in the rehab treatment field. And so what we say to our clients is we want to get them through first 40 days, then 90 days, then 120 days, and then finally through 1,000 days of recovery, which is just a little less than 3 years. So when they leave our program, they're leaving our program, first of all, with a schedule of treatment modalities that they'll be attending throughout the week. We have many community partners that we've begun working with in the community. We like to think outside the box. We don't want to just send people into intensive outpatient programs necessarily. We want them to have the same experiences out there that they've been having in our facility. So a lot of their scheduling and structure involves yoga and physical fitness, nutritional counseling, therapy, things of that nature. And we stay very close to them. So we have an aftercare director and a team that is really devoted to staying in touch with them every day for a while after they leave our facility, until they get into the flow and the swim of their new schedule and structure. And then our commitment is to follow them for as long as 1,000 days to make sure that they have they've integrated everything that we've taught them and that they're living the life that they want to live.
Well, I must say that you're involved in a profession that requires a special gift, and we do thank you for what you're doing in the space, and thanks for getting us acquainted with Aspire Rehab Centers. Where can listeners learn more about Aspire?
Yeah, so all they do is go to our website, which is aspire.rehab. And on the website, they'll get the information about all of our services, as well as a phone number that they can call to get somebody immediately on the phone. Our local number is 801-973-7400. The 800 number is 800-497-2800.
Well, Mr. Sheffries, we really appreciate your time, and it was a pleasure to have you, and we wish you all the best, and thanks for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Guru Prasad Singh Sheffries, Clinical Director of Aspire Addiction Recovery Center, a residential treatment center for individuals struggling with addiction. And for more information, simply visit aspire.rehab. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.
We'd like to thank today's sponsor, DesignCrowd.com. Whether you're a startup or an accountant, a blogger, or a photographer, DesignCrowd.com, with over 500,000 designers from around the world and money-back guarantee, is the best way to outsource or crowdsource design. If you're thinking about starting a business, a website, or an app, start today and take the first step by outsourcing your logo design, business card design, or website design from Design Crowd. Visit designcrowd.com/epodcast and get a special VIP custom design offer.